Jack Dempsey, prize fighter, actor, and author. When, 1895 to 1983. Where, Manassa, Colorado. Why important, professional boxer. Biography. William Harrison Jack Dempsey was born on June 24, 1895, in Manassa, Colorado. He grew up poor. Jack's father had trouble finding work, and Jack helped out by working when he was just a young boy. He left home when he was 16. To make money, Jack would go into a bar and challenge someone to a fight. He almost always won. Jack started boxing professionally around 1914. He had two nicknames, Kid Blackie and the Manassa Mauler. Even though he started making money as a boxer, it wasn't enough, and he still had to work, so he found work in the shipyards. By 1918, Dempsey was boxing all the time. In that year, he had 17 fights. He only lost one and was known to knock out his opponents, often in the first round. On July 4, 1919, the World Heavyweight Championship was held in Toledo, Ohio. Jack fought Jess Willard and won. He held on to the title of World Heavyweight Champion for the next 7 years, then lost the title to Gene Tunney after 10 rounds. Jack's fights became very popular. When he fought Georges Carpentier in 1921 in New Jersey, it made $1 million and 91,000 people came to see the fight. Due to Jack's popularity, he became quite famous even with people who did not like boxing. He appeared in Hollywood movies and traveled the country, going to fairs and exhibitions. This made Jack very wealthy. On September 22, 1927, Jack and George Tunney had a rematch in Chicago. The fight brought in $2 million, and millions listened on the radio. Unfortunately, Jack lost this fight, and Tunney was named World Heavyweight Champion. Jack decided it was time to retire from boxing. After boxing, Jack opened a restaurant in New York, got married, and divorced 3 times. With his 4th marriage, he found success. Acted as a boxer in the movie The Prize Fighter and the Lady, and wrote 3 books. On May 31st, 1983, Jack died from a heart attack in New York City.